Hi, this is a dictation for Elandus Young, E-L-A-N-D-U-S-Y-O-U-N-G. Date of birth is 7-17-1958. Date of service is 7-25-2024. And date of accident is 1-17-2022. The patient is here for various procedures. First is interlaminar lumbar epidural steroid injection with fluoroscopy. Number two, epidurogram. Number two, intra-articular injection of bilateral shoulders and bilateral supraspinatus tendon injection. The medical indication for LESI and epidurogram is as follows. The patient has a presence of severe pain in the lower back secondary to an automobile accident that occurred on 1-17-2022. As he was walking in front of a car that pinned him, and it was a pedestrian accident leading to fracture of C2 to C7 spine that was fused at the hospital St. John. However, he still is having a severe pain in the neck and the mid-back and lower back constantly, and that has not been relieved with the conservative treatment that patient has received. And he has been asking for relief. There is a shooting pain in the right leg anteriorly, off and on, and he has a pain in the left shoulder and right knee and the right shoulder as well, both shoulders and the right knee, and numbness and tingling of the second, third finger constantly. He is a difficult walking, and he sleeps for 2 or 3 hours and uses cane to walk with. In the neck, he has a post-operative pain, and the shoulder MRI is also positive for damage to the labrum and to the partial, so there is a partial tear 50% involving supraspinatus tendon of the right shoulder and anterior labrum tear, while in the left shoulder there is a superior labrum tear which is slip type 2 extending to the anterior labrum and supraspinatus tendon with 75% partial undersurface tear and moderate arthrosis of the AC joint. The procedure for interlaminar lumbar epidural steroid injection was done according to the protocol. So is the injection of the supraspinous tendon bilaterally and also injection of the bilateral shoulder joint. And patient left the office in stable vital signs. Thank you.